今日经文是记载新约马可福音16:9-20，我是会先用英文读出，跟住再读中文。Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After these things, he appeared in another form to 2 of them, as they were walking into the country. And they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 of themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. And those signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. 现在用中文读出经文。在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼，他去告诉那向来跟随耶稣的人，那时他们正哀恸哭泣。他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，却是不信。这是以后信徒中间有两个人往乡下去，走路的时候，耶稣变了形象，向他们显现。他们就去告诉其余的门徒，其余的门徒也是不信。后来11门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。他又对他们说：你往普天下去，传福音给万民听。信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。请下一张。手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物，也必不受害。手按病人，病人就必好了。主耶稣和他们说完了话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。门徒出去到处传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着，证实所传的道。阿门。圣经一段读毕，愿神祝福听他话语并行他话语的人。 Well, the scripture has been read. May God bless whoread his word and follow his instruction. The following time is message time. Reverend Anthony Young will be sharing the message, Great Stone, Great Awakening, Great Commission. 以下讲道的时间有杨牧师在我们当中分享正道。今天的讲题是大石头、大醒觉、大使命。麻烦杨牧师。
今日是复活节，是一个很特别的日子。我们会众有粤语堂的弟兄姊妹，有英语堂的弟兄姊妹，
Jewish congregation.
仲有兒童崇拜嘅小朋友。
And even children ministry.
平時聚會唔係咁嘅。
But this is not usual for us.
但因為今日係復活節。
But because today is Easter.
你哋周圍望下，咦？嗰啲人唔係好熟口面嘅噃。
Let's look around. We don't recognize people around us so much.
都係我哋教會嘅弟兄姊妹。
It's our brothers and sisters.
不過因為平時分開幾堂嘅聚會。
But we separate into multiple parts.
好似好熟。
It's like we're very close.
不過唔係好識。
But we don't know each other.
你而家應該識下佢啦。
Let's get to know each other.
我俾五秒鐘你哋望下。
I'll give you 5 seconds to look around.
感謝神。
Praise God.
頭先喺歡迎新會友嘅時候。
When we were welcoming new members,
Pastor Bill, 佢話咧
，Pastor Bill said，
佢話嚟到我哋教會聞到鹹魚味。
Coming to our church, he smelled salty fish.
我嚟咁耐，我聞唔到啊。
Can you smell it?
我喺個腦裏邊即刻咁樣諗。
In my brain, I thought to myself.
因為今日係復活節。
Today is Easter.
鹹魚係可以翻生嘅。
Marinated fish can come alive.
耶穌從死裏邊復活。
Jesus came alive.
就算是鹹魚
even with salty fish,
都可以成為一條活魚
it can become a live fish.
我們在崇拜開始的時候
at the beginning of our worship,
讀了馬可福音16章第1節到第8節
we read Mark 16:1-8.
剛才我們剛剛講到之前
and right now,
又讀了馬福音的第16章第9節讀到20節
We read Mark 16:9-20.
我就用好短嘅时间同弟兄姊妹讲呢个三个重点。
We'll use a short time to talk about 3 points.
大石头。
Great stone.
大醒觉。
Great awakening.
大使命。
Great commission.
十六章嘅第一节到第八节。
Mark 16:1-8.
系一路话紧俾我哋听有几个妇女。
There were 3 women,
包括埋呢个抹大拉嘅玛利亚
，including Mary Magdalene。
其实系第十五章嘅时候
chapter 15。
呢几个妇女，佢哋一路睇住耶稣俾人钉死喺十字架上。
These 3 women saw Jesus crucified。
然后到耶稣嘅尸首俾人带到去一个坟墓里边
，and brought Jesus' body to the tomb，
被埋葬。
And was buried there.
由头到尾呢几个妇女都睇住嘅。
From beginning to end, the 3 women witnessed the whole process.
十五章嘅结尾。
At the end of chapter 15.
特别话俾我哋听呢个抹大拉玛利亚。
Told us that Mary Magdalene.
佢系亲眼睇住人系将耶稣嘅尸体葬喺嗰个地方。
She was an eyewitness to Jesus being buried.
圣经特别提到话嗰度有一嚿大嘅石头。
And the Bible specifically states there was a great stone.
系封住嗰个坟墓嘅门口。
Sealing the tomb.
抹大拉玛利亚亲眼睇到嘅。
Mary Magdalene saw that herself.
而家嚟到第十六章嘅开始。
Okay, so at the beginning of Mark.
系7日嘅第一日。
The first day of the week.
一早天蒙光嘅时候。
At dawn.
呢个抹大拉玛利亚。
Mary Magdalene.
同埋有另外嘅两个妇女。
And 2 sisters.
佢哋带住啲香膏香料。
They brought sweet spices.
要去到坟墓嗰度膏耶稣嘅尸体。
To the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus.
呢件事发生得太突然啦。
This happened too suddenly.
前两日冇好好嘅准备。
They hadn't prepared well.
可能安息日又唔方便做呢啲咁嘅事情。
They were grieving. They probably didn't have time.
所以一过咗安息日，一过咗安息日。
So after the Sabbath.
咁呢个抹大拉玛利亚，同埋两个妇女，就买咗啲香料，要去膏耶稣嘅尸首。一路行嘅时候，佢哋脑里边只系谂到一件事，嗰个坟墓嘅门口有嚿好大嘅石头。圣经话明俾我听，呢嚿石头系好大 ，extremely large。
Bible tells us it was extremely large.
一个大嘅石头封住个坟墓嘅门口。
Sealing the tomb.
佢哋一路喺度谂点样可以系拎开呢嚿石头咧
？They didn't know how they were going to remove the stone.
呢嚿石头成为佢哋一个好大嘅拦阻。
So the stone was a challenge to them.
但圣经话俾我哋听。
But the Bible tells us.
喺佢哋好担心呢个石头点样攞开嘅时候。
As they were extremely worried about this great stone.
去到坟墓嘅门口。
They got to the entrance of the.
抬头一看。
Looked at it.
啊，点知嗰个石头被人哋攞开咗咯？
The stone had already been removed.
佢哋所担心嘅事已经唔系再系一个问题。
The thing they were being worried about was no longer there.
圣经里面的叙述很奇妙。
The Bible is very strange.
妇女所担心的事。
The things that the women were worried about.
他们没办法解决。
They couldn't solve it.
他们想来想去都不知道怎么算。
They thought about it, they couldn't figure it out.
现在竟然有个奇迹。
But now there's a miracle.
那个石头被捆开了。
The stone was missing.
圣经里面的叙述。
The Bible.
似乎告诉我们。
Tells us,
在人最担心的事情上
that when we are most worried,
好像这块大石头、
like、this great stone,
就是成为他们最担心的事情的一个代表
the thing that represents the thing they're most worried
现在不再是一个问题了
it's not a problem anymore.
最烦恼的事、
the most stressful
thing 不再成为烦恼了
was no longer stressful.
不能够做的事
the thing they couldn't do,
现在不再是一个问题了
was not an issue.
是神嘅作为
，It's God。
有阵时候，我哋人嘅生命都系咁样样。
Sometimes our lives are like that。
喺我哋嘅生命之中，都可能有一嚿咁样嘅大石头。
There might be a great stone。
系我哋面对好多困难嘅时候，令到我哋冇晒办法。
When we face challenges, we don't know how to solve。
我哋当中有啲系读书嘅学生。
Here we have some students among us。
可能你学校面对的考试功课就是你的大石头。
Maybe our homework, our tests, our great stone.
我们 有家庭的人。
With family.
我们有工作的人。
With jobs.
家庭的负担。
Family responsibility.
经济的重担。
Economic responsibility.
甚至可能是身体的健康。
And health issues.
种种的困难。
All these challenges.
包括我们遇见一些的创伤。
Including our hurts.
都是我们的大石头。
Are our stones.
是令到我们很受困扰。
It gives us challenges.
想来想去都没办法解决到的问题。
We think and think, but we can't solve the problem.
这段圣经告诉我们。
This passage tells us.
在神的恩典里面。
God's grace.
在神的奇妙作为里面。
God's blessings.
大石头被捆开了。
The stone is missing.
似乎经文的叙述是告诉我们我们很关注的那个大石头。
The stone that we are paying a lot of attention to
其实不是值得最关注的
is not worth paying attention to.
反而最关注的呢
the thing we should pay attention to
是大石头背后的一个讯息
is the message behind the great stone.
圣经说大石头捆开之后
Bible says after the stone was
在坟墓的里面
inside the tomb
这班妇女竟然见到一个是他们没有想象过的一个情景
the three women saw something they didn't expect.
有一个少年人
A young man,
身穿白衣
wearing white,
跟他们讲个这样的讯息
told them this.
他说你们要找的这个钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣
the crucified Jesus that you were looking for,
他已经复活了
He's risen.
他不在这里了
He is not here.
你们来看
看 Come look.
这个坟墓是空的
The grave is empty.
哇一个这么奇妙的讯息
A very, crazy message.
是要讲给几个妇女听的
Told to these three women.
本来他们的脑里面想的是大石头。
They were thinking about this great stone.
但怎知大石头背后有一个复活的信息。
But behind the great stone was the message of.
各位弟兄姊妹，今天我们的大石头。
Brothers and sisters, our great stone.
上帝要告诉我们一个大石头背后的信息。
God tells us the message behind it.
我们很关注的大石头。
The stone that we were paying
在神的作为里面再不是大石头了
With God, it's no longer there.
神要透过一块大石头
God through the stone
告诉我们听一个宝贵的信息
Tells us an important message
是耶稣基督已经复活了
Jesus is risen
你和我今天遇见的经历
What we experience today
我们遇见的困难
What we experience as challenges
我们遇见的痛苦
Our hurts
没错实在是很难受
It's difficult to face.
那些痛苦，如果那些痛苦是没有白受，是没有白费的。
But that pain is not wasted.
是因为大石头背后有耶稣复活的信息。
Because behind the great stone is the message of Jesus brought to life.
透过大石头,
with the great stone,
我们经历复活的救主,
we experience God's
grace. 透过大石头,
through the great stone,
我们经历耶稣基督复活的大能,
we experience Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹, 今天, 假如我们真的有一块这样的大石头,
so if we have this great stone in our lives,
我们不需要灰心,
we don't have to worry.
我们是有盼望的,
we have hope.
是因为耶稣基督从死里面复活。
Is Jesus is risen.
马福音由这个第一章第一节十六章第一节到第八节。
So Mark 16:1-8
就是记载这几个妇女。
Talks about these three women.
听到这个天使同他们讲的说话。
They hear this angel's.
哇，他们好惊奇啊。
They're very surprised.
亦都心里面非常的害怕。
And their heart was fearful.
他们就离开了。
So they left.
个天使吩咐他们。
And the angel told them,
要将这个耶稣复活的信息
bring this message,
走去告诉门徒听
tell the disciples,
走去告诉彼得听
tell the followers of Jesus.
跟着下去第九节到二十节
and then Mark 16:9-20
十几节的圣经
these 11 verses,
就是讲到马可福音的大结局
tell us about the conclusion of Mark.
原来透过一些圣经学者给我们的资料
So from Bible scholars,
在一些圣经的古卷
from Greek scripture manuscripts,
特别是一些很可靠的圣经古卷
especially very reliable ones,
是没有第九节到二十节这一段的
they don't have the Mark 16:9-20
马可福音来到第十六章的第八节就结束了
it ends after verse 8
是一个很不完整的结束
So it's not a good conclusion.
是一个充满着惧怕的结束。
It's a fearful ending.
圣经学者的研究告诉我们听。
Biblical scholars tell us.
是后来的人。
People afterwards.
很有可能是初期教会的一些领袖或者信徒。
Maybe leaders of the early church.
是将后来第九节到二十节的这一段。
It took Mark 16:9-20.
是补上在马福音做这个马可福音的大结局。
I placed it to the end of Mark as its conclusion.
我们的心里面会问,
In our hearts we ask,
这样都可以的。
We can do that.
那究竟这个第九节到二十节是不是可靠的呢?
So can we trust in verse 9-20?
今天我们说第九节到二十节是100%可靠的。
We're saying today that it's 100% reliable.
个原因就是因为第九节到二十节里面所有讲的东西,
Because verse 9-20,
不是只是马可自己讲的,
is not just from Mark.
不是只是马可福音才有的
It's not only in the chapter of Mark.
是所有其他的福音书都一样有讲的
All the Gospels have this too.
是有相同的那个讲法
Has the same message.
但是为什么马可福音有个这样的这么特别的一个的记载呢
So why is it like this in Mark?
本来只是得一至八节
We only had verse 1-8.
第九节到二十节
Verse 9-20.
是后来的人加上去的
Was added on,
但我看到有一个很重要的原因
But I see a very important
第九节到二十节
9-20
是那些经历耶稣从死里面复活的人
people who witness Jesus coming to life
他们给的一个见证
it's their eyewitness account
不是只是一个人讲的见证
not just one person
是很多人讲的见证
very many people
空的坟墓
They witnessed the empty tomb.
其实不足够证明耶稣从死里面复活。
The empty tomb is not sufficient evidence.
真真正正可以证明耶稣从死里面复活的。
The real evidence.
是耶稣向很多人显现。
So that Jesus appeared to many, many people.
抹大拉玛利亚。
Mary Magdalene.
圣经告诉我们听。
A Bible tells us.
他是第一个人见到耶稣从死里面复活。
Was the first person who saw Jesus.
所以由第九节开始到二十节。
So 9-20,
就讲抹大拉玛利亚
talks about Mary Magdalene.
佢系第一个见到耶稣从死里面复活。
The first witness of Jesus coming.
仲话俾我哋听呢个抹大拉玛利亚佢以前嘅一啲背景。
And also tells us about Mary's background.
哦，呢个抹大拉玛利亚原来佢背景好复杂嘅。
Mary Magdalene had a complicated background.
佢以前俾鬼附嘅。
She was plagued with.
七只鬼。被七只鬼附
Seven demons following her.
是很复杂的一个背景
Complicated background
不过她经历耶稣生命的改变
But she experienced Jesus changing her
life 在她身上赶出七只鬼
And got rid of the demons
这个玛利亚是一个新造的玛利亚
This is a new Mary Magdalene
我们很奇怪
It's strange.
因为耶稣有咁多人拣，佢偏偏要拣一个咁嘅抹大拉玛利亚。
Why did Jesus decide to appear to Mary Magdalene?
成为第一个见到耶稣复活嘅耶稣嘅一个人呢？
As the first person to witness.
点解唔揾一个有权威啲嘅？
Why didn't they find someone with
有份量啲嘅？
Someone more important than
society. 佢拣一个咁嘅咁普通嘅玛利亚呢？
And chose ordinary Mary Magdalene.
原来喺耶稣嘅眼中。
In Jesus' eyes,
佢所睇嘅同我哋人睇嘅好唔同嘅。
What he sees is different from what we see.
抹大拉玛利亚生命嘅见证
，Mary Magdalene's witness
就系最有力嘅见证
，is the most important.
系见证耶稣从死里边复活
，witnessing Jesus.
今日弟兄姊妹，各位弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我哋都系耶稣复活嘅好有力嘅见证。
We are also witness of Jesus' resurrection.
我哋未必我哋嘅背景好似抹大拉玛利亚一样。
We might not have the same background as Mary Magdalene.
不过我哋生命嘅改变
，but the change in our lives
就系抹大拉玛利亚生命嘅改变一样
，is like the change of Mary Magdalene.
系经历耶稣从死里边复活
，experiencing Jesus.
我哋在座中今日有老人家
，today we have some elderly.
有中年人
，we have middle age.
有少年人
，and we have children.
甚至有细路仔
，and very young children.
你边一个信耶稣嘅
？Who believes in Jesus?
边一个系经历耶稣喺你嘅生命里边嘅作为？
Who has experienced God's change?
边一个经过喺耶稣喺你嘅生命里边系挪去任何嘅一嚿大石头
？Who has experienced God removing the great stone?
你都系好似抹大拉玛利亚一样。
You too are like Mary Magdalene.
系经历复活嘅救主。
Experiencing the resurrection.
呢个抹大拉玛利亚之外呢
？Apart from Mary Magdalene.
啊，仲有其他嘅人都见过耶稣从死里边复活。
There are very many people who saw Jesus' resurrection.
耶稣向佢哋显现。
Jesus appeared to them.
不过圣经好特别嘅话俾我哋听。
The Bible specifically tells.
无论呢个抹大拉玛利亚讲嘅又好。
According to Mary.
或者其他嘅人讲嘅又好。
Or according to other people.
呢个耶稣复活嘅好消息。
The good news of Jesus.
传到去俾嗰啲耶稣嘅门徒。
It's brought to the disciples.
一啲门徒竟然唔相信。
But the disciples didn't believe it.
啲门徒一次又唔相信。
They didn't believe it the first time.
两次又唔相信。
They didn't believe it the second time.
点解会咁样嘅咧
？Why was it like that？
圣经好似话俾我哋听，特别系呢啲跟随耶稣、曾经听过耶稣好多嘅教导嘅人。
They followed his teachings, but they still didn't believe.
而家到最后唔相信嘅系佢哋。
Now the disciples were the ones.
因为喺佢哋嘅心目中，喺佢哋嘅心目中
，in their minds，
复活冇可能嘅。
Resurrection is not possible.
完全系唔合理嘅。
Completely impossible.
系冇可能发生嘅事。
It can't happen.
点解会发生嘅呢
？So why did it happen?
所以佢哋唔接受，唔相信耶稣从死里边复活。
So they didn't accept that Jesus.
唔相信抹大拉玛利亚讲嘅见证。
They didn't believe Mary Magdalene.
唔相信其他人见过呢个复活嘅救主嘅人讲嘅见证。
Didn't believe other eyewitness accounts.
到最后
，In the end,
耶稣亲自嘅。向十一个门徒显现。
Jesus personally appeared to them.
圣经话俾我听，耶稣向佢哋显现。
The Bible tells us he appeared to
them. 责备他们不信，责备佢哋 ，rebuke them， 话佢哋点解你哋咁冇信心
？Why don't you have faith？
点解你哋心里仲系咁刚硬嘅呢
？Why are your hearts so empty？
我估今日我哋在座中好多都系信主嘅人。
Many of us believe in God。
会唔会我哋系同啲门徒好相似呢
？Are we like these disciples？
教会我哋去咗好耐。
We go to church.
圣经我哋读得唔少。
We read lots of.
教会好多嘅习惯啊，好多嘅嘢，我哋都好熟悉。
We have many Christian habits.
不过实质上，我哋对耶稣唔系好有信心。
But we don't have faith in God.
我哋净系相信我哋心里边接受嘅、觉得合理嘅嗰个耶稣。
We only accept what we think in our hearts.
我哋唔相信耶稣系行歧视嘅耶稣。
We don't believe in Jesus.
我哋唔相信系耶稣使冇变为有嘅耶稣。
We don't believe in this resurrected Jesus.
我哋其实唔系信耶稣。
We don't actually believe in Jesus.
我哋相信自己就真。
We believe in ourselves.
我哋相信自己可以做到嘅嘢。
We believe in our abilities.
我哋其实唔系真系相信耶稣。
We don't actually believe in Jesus.
喺呢一章喺呢一段圣经里边。
In this passage.
嚟到十一个嘅门徒。
Appearing to these
佢突然间好似一个好大嘅醒觉。
It was a great awakening.
唔系耶稣亲自向佢哋显现。
If Jesus had not personally appeared to them,
佢哋都唔相信。
They wouldn't believe.
今日 可能我哋都需要一个咁样信心嘅大醒觉。
Perhaps today we need a great awakening.
或者我哋真系需要有一件好大嘅事发生喺我哋嘅身上。
Maybe we need a big event.
我哋先识醒啊
！Before we awaken.
因为我哋惯咗平时嘅生活都系咁样样。
Because we're used to daily.
只要冇咩大灾难
，nothing big happens.
只要样样顺顺利利
，everything goes smoothly.
大家都太平啦
，everything is peaceful.
大家都安乐生活啦，系咁，我哋哈利路亚感谢耶稣。
Then hallelujah, praise the Lord.
其实我哋嘅心里边系刚硬。
But our hearts lack faith.
是不信。
We don't believe in.
如果今天有一个信心的醒觉发生在我们当中，
If we have an awakening happen today,
可能上帝真的要做一些特别的事。
Perhaps Jesus will need to do something big.
弟兄姊妹，我们预备好没呢？
Are we prepared?
心目中我们只是想着个大石头。
We're always thinking about the great stone.
我们想不到神的心目中，
We can't think of God.
是要我们经历一个大醒觉。
Needing us to experience a great awakening.
圣经里面除了讲大石头，
apart from the great stone,
除了讲大醒觉，
apart from the great awakening,
还有最后的是大使命。
The Bible talks about the great
mission. 耶稣同啲门徒讲，
Jesus told the disciples,
你们要往普天下去，
go into all the world,
传福音给万民听，
and preach the gospel to all nations.
信而受洗必然得救，
whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
不信的必被定罪，不信的必被定罪，信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言，手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也必不受害，手按病人，病人就都好了。
Even the sick will be healed.
你想下点解耶稣讲翻咁嘅说话？
Why did Jesus say this?
将大使命交俾本来呢啲是不信刚硬的门徒。
The Great Commission was given to these unbelieving, doubtful.
如果我是耶稣，
if I were Jesus,
哎，我觉得这班人靠不住。
I would not rely on these guys.
我找过第二个人。
I'm going to find.
对他们很失望。
I'm so disappointed.
到了今时今日，
till today,
他们仍然是这么刚硬，这样的不信。
They are still lacking in faith.
但是耶稣不是这么看。
But Jesus didn't see it like that.
耶稣觉得这些门徒是有希望的。
Jesus thought there was hope for these disciples.
虽然他们是不信，
even though they didn't believe.
虽然他们是刚硬，
even they lacked faith.
但是复活的救主可以改变他们的生命。
But the resurrected Christ can change their lives.
要将重大的使命交给他们。
And gave them the great commission.
你们要往普天下去，传福音给万民听。各位弟兄姊妹，这个是教会要听的说话。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the church needs to hear.
亦都系今日耶稣交俾教会嘅大使命。
It's a great commission from God to our church.
就算教会好似以前嗰啲门徒咁样，一样系即系麻麻地。
Even if we are like the disciples, lacking in faith.
唔系好活跃。
Not very lively.
唔系好有信心。
Not a lot of faith.
甚至系心里刚硬。
And lacking in faith.
耶稣仍然将呢个大使命交俾我哋。
God still gives us
this. 这个仍然是教会存在的最重要的目的。
This is the most important part of the church.
要将福音传给万民听。
To bring the gospel to all
nations. 即是不是只是传给自己人。
Not just for ourselves.
不是只是传给那些我们同声同气讲我们的话的人。
Not just the people who are like us.
To all nations. 是全世界的人。
To all nations.
各位弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
大使命交在我们的手中。
The Great Commission was given to us.
圣经话俾我哋听。
The Bible tells.
当时嗰啲门徒听到耶稣嘅吩咐之后
，When Jesus heard, when the disciples heard the Great Commission,
佢哋就出去。
They went out.
系往各处去传宣传福音。
To preach the gospel.
主同佢哋同在。
And God was with them.
神迹随住佢哋。
Miracles were with them.
喺耶稣俾佢哋呢个大使命嘅里边。
In this great commission,
圣经特别强调的地方，
the Bible emphasizes,
就是他们传福音不是靠他们自己的力量的，
that they're not relying on themselves,
不是用他们自己的方法，
they're not using their own methods,
不是用他们自己的能力，
not using their own abilities,
是有圣灵和他们一起，
God is with them,
是有神迹奇事和他们作见证，
the power of miracles,
证实他们所传的道，
to back up their
preaching. 各位弟兄姊妹，这个是我们需要听的信息。
This is what we need to hear today.
今日我哋努力去传福音。
We have to work hard.
唔系靠我哋嘅本事啊。
But it's not on our own ability.
唔係靠我哋識講點樣講，我哋點樣可以講到人，我話博到人。
It's not about our own skills.
我哋有冇想像到其實聖靈同我哋同工？
The Spirit is with us.
我哋有冇想像到神蹟奇事其實隨住我哋呢？
God's miracles are with us.
聖經嘅意思唔係叫我哋去行神蹟，好似賣武咁樣。
The Bible doesn't tell us to seek out miracles.
用神蹟去吸引人。
To attract people.
聖經嘅意思唔係咁樣。
That's not the point of God.
聖經嘅意思係話俾我哋聽。
The Bible says.
有好多嘢人做唔到嘅。
A lot of things people can't do.
有好多嘢其實係神做嘅。
A lot of things are from God.
係神改變人嘅生命。
God is changing our lives.
是神使用我们这些不懂讲话的人，
God is using people like us,
没有能力的人，
without abilities,
去做令到人信耶稣的工作，
to bring the gospel to other people.
哇，那我们领受这个大使命，我们领受这个大使命，没有任何的理由要推却了。
So from this great commission, we don't really have a reason to back out.
因为其实是神在我们当中做事。
Because God is with us.
只不过我们透过我们这些很软弱的人，
He is using us.
很卑微的人，
He's using us who are unimportant.
去做这个大使命的工作，
to carry out this great commission.
所以我请弟兄姊妹记得，
So brothers and sisters remember,
大使命，
the great commission.
是主与我们同工，
God is working with us.
神迹奇事证实我们所传的道。
And miracles are working in us.
马福音这个很特别的结束，
The special conclusion of Mark,
虽然是后来的人加上的一段，
Even though it's added on at a later date, 不
过最后的那句说话，
But the last passage
是阿们，
Is amen.
其他福音书不是这样结束的，
The other gospels don't end with amen.
我觉得这个结束非常特别，
This is a very special ending.
这个阿们是一个邀请，
This amen is an invitation.
除了是一个认同之外，
And it's an agreement.
亦都系一个邀请。
It's also an invitation.
系邀请所有听嘅读嘅人。
To invite everyone who reads it.
同佢一齐话阿门。
To also say amen.
就系我哋今日听圣经嘅人。
People who listen
to the Bible. 我哋要唔要同当时嘅门徒一样话阿门呢？
Do we also need to say amen?
就系认同佢哋嘅见证。
To agree to their witness.
系经历佢哋嘅大醒觉。
To experience their great awakening.
亦都接受佢哋所领受嘅大使命。
And accept the Great Commission.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我哋要唔要话阿门？
Do we need to say amen?
吓，话唔话？大声啲讲啦！阿门，哈利路亚！大石头，
great stone，
大醒觉，
great awakening，
大使命，
and great commission.
马福音原本系冇结局嘅，
there used to not be a conclusion to Mark.
个结局系后来嘅人写上去。
The early church added the
conclusion. 亦都可以话今日你同我，
you and me，
我哋一样可以作同一嘅见证。
We can also bear the same.
系大石头嘅见证。
It's the testimony of the
great. 系大醒觉嘅见证。
Testimony of the great awakening.
系大使命嘅委身。
The testimony of the great commission.
愿神赐福我哋嘅教会。
And God gave us this amen.
请各位一齐起立。
Please stand.
我哋唱一首嘅回应诗。一首回应诗是一首很古旧的诗歌 I serve a risen Savior 咸鱼可以翻身